Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling. I once heard about a church that regularly visited the houses nearby. They sent out people two by two, and many people got involved. A young girl nervously agreed to join in. She came to one house, and a large man came to the door asking in a gruff voice what she wanted. She struggled to speak, and then in a quivering voice she blurted out, I've come to tell you that Jesus loves you. The man didn't know what to do, and so he slammed the door in her face. He went inside and slumped into a chair, weeping like a baby. His wife asked what was wrong, and he told her that a young girl had just come to their front door and told him that Jesus loved him. He'd never had an experience like this before, and he was amazed by her bravery. He couldn't get over it. The more he thought about the experience, the more curious he became. And after a while, he plucked up courage and went to the church and made a commitment to follow Christ. I love that story because God often speaks through our weakness more easily than through our strength. That was certainly Paul's experience. He remembers how he was when he first arrived in Corinth. It was a busy and noisy city, famous for its immorality. It's not surprising that Paul felt overwhelmed by his weakness. But Paul knew that what mattered was that people should hear that Jesus died on the cross for them. It didn't matter that he was timid and trembling. What mattered was that they heard the truth. Most of us feel unsure of ourselves when we're given the opportunity to talk about our faith. But the truth is that we are often at our most powerful when we are feeling nervous and weak. Let me pray with you. Lord, help us to be willing to speak for you, even when we're feeling weak and tongue-tied. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.